This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've been looking at patience, and so what I'd like to do today, inshallah, is look at the different types of patience that have been defined by our scholars. So Ibn Juzay al-Kalbi says that essentially sabr, the first is sabr ala ni'm, which is to be patient with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, which means that you use them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's very important to recognize that your health is for a reason. Some people expend their health in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a squandering of the gift that you've been given by your Lord. And other people, for instance, they have a lot of wealth, they end up wasting their money. Somebody who collects cars, this is a sign of deep material sickness. People that collect cars, people that constantly are buying things, consumerism, these are real diseases in the heart. If you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he returned to his Lord, Aisha brought out his possessions. And this is something that's famous about Gandhi, when they show you what the possessions that he died with. Our Prophet actually had fewer possessions. He really was uninterested in worldly possessions. He had what he needed. And so that's, we certainly don't have to do that. There's nothing wrong with having worldly possessions. And if you have wealth, it's a blessing from Allah, as long as you're paying your zakat and helping others. But at what point is enough? And so being patient with blessings means using those blessings for good things, for purposeful things, for meaningful things. So that's very important. And then also being patient with the tribulations that come in your life. One of the Arab poets, he said, ثَمَانِيَةٌ تَجْرِي عَلَى النَّاسِ كُلِّهِمْ وَلَابُدَّ لِلْإِنسَانِ يَلْقَى ثَمَانِيَةٌ. There are eight things that will happen to every human being, and every human being will eventually see these eight things. سُرُورٌ وَحُزْنٌ وَإِجْتِمَعٌ وَفُرْقَةٌ وَيُسْرٌ وَعُسْرٌ ثُمَّ سُقْمٌ وَعَافِيَةٌ. So these eight things are surur, joy, huzn, depression, ijtima'un, coming together, furqatun, dispersing, separate, so gathering and separation, yusrun, ease, usrun, hardship, and then sickness and health. So this is the nature of the world. It's tilka al-ayyam nudawwiruha bayna an-nas, that there's a constant turning of events. In fact, Seneca, one of the great Roman philosophers, he was a Stoic, he said that always remember fortune does what it pleases. And what he meant by that is he actually said never trust prosperity. Never trust prosperity. When you're in a prosperous situation, be grateful. But recognize it could all go very quickly. We see people commit suicide because the stock market crashes or because their company goes bankrupt. These are people that are so attached to the material world, when they lose their material things, they completely collapse and fall apart. So being patient in tribulation is extremely important to have that quality. So it's not having hala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا, you know, that human beings are created in a state of anxiety. If you look at the child when it first comes into the world, it goes into total anxiety and it needs to be soothed by the mother. That embrace of the mother, as you transition into adulthood, that's the divine embrace. It's recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there always to give you solace, even in the worst of tribulations. And so it's very important that we transition out of that state of hala. Just as the mother removes that state from the infant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remove that state for the individual who believes sincerely. One of the extraordinary verses in the Quran about this is, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There's no calamity that afflicts you except by its the permission of إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except by its the permission of God. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And whoever believes, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will guide his heart. So whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will guide his heart. In the commentaries, what they say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, every affliction that comes to you, it's illa bi'ithnillah. It's by the permission of God. It's from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. In other words, if you believe that, if you're absolutely certain of that in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. He will guide his heart to tranquility and accepting the decree. And so this is actually moving to a higher maqam now. You're moving into a much stronger maqam of faith. So that's really, really important to remember that. And then the sabr ala ta'a, which is that you maintain patience with your devotion. There's people that slack off. Some people come back to Islam during Ramadan, and then when Ramadan's over and the abalisa have been released back into the dunya, they fall back into their the bad patterns before Ramadan. We see this in many, many people. There has to be a continuity in your practice. And so this is sabr ala ta'a, that you have to be continuous in your practice. So the first is patience with blessings, patience with tribulation, patience with your devotional practice, being consistent in your prayers. In the salata, kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta, that the prayer is in these defined times. Some people find this difficult to understand about Islam, people outside of the faith. Punctiliousness, this idea of specificity, that we have these regimented times of prayer, even though the prayer time has some space, but actually this discipline of recognizing that I have to, five times a day, go back and recenter myself. And then this discipline of time, because time, one of the things about time is that it's dissipating. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسَرٍ. By time, verily the human being is at loss. We're losing, time is passing. And every instant we'll never gain it back. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتٍ. Except those who are investing their time with belief and good actions. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبَرِ. And they enjoin truth, and because those who enjoin truth will always be opposed, they have to be patient. So not only do they enjoin truth, but they also enjoin patience. Patience in blessings, meaning using those blessings for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience in tribulation, meaning recognizing that everything comes from God. And tribulations are either for sins that we've accrued, or for raising us up in degrees. It's one or the two. Usually it's actually sins. In fact, Ibn Taymiyyah said, if you, من تتبع القرآن, the one who really follows closely the narrative of the Qur'an, بالاستقراء, by a type of reasoning, he will conclude, by inductive reasoning, by looking at all the particulars, he'll conclude that the vast majority of calamities actually happen because of what human beings have done. So we bring it on ourselves. And unfortunately, one of the calamities involved in that is that the innocent also are affected by the sins when they're public of individuals. So it affects the whole group, despite the fact that only some of the people are wrongdoers. So this is one of the trials of life on earth. So inshallah, in the next session, I'll go through the eight karamat that come from patience. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.